You're listening to AP with MMM on NND. That's Alan Partridge, Mid-Morning Matters on North Norfolk Digital. Please keep the messages coming in for King and Carr. Especially want to hear from you if you're on Twitter. Please message me at Alan Gordon Partridge.
Alan, just thinking, Twitter is the ideal medium for you, isn't it?
How so?
Well, your name's Partridge, and a partridge is a bird, and birds, Twitter.
You are no way. You're bang wrong. Not a partridge. A partridge emits a combination of a trill and a pained cry. It's sort of a... I think I used to be able to do this. I could do this the other day. It's got a sort of sad quality. It's sort of, there's a certain sort of...
haunting.
Yeah. But higher and quicker.
Mm. Yep. Why are you called at Alan Gordon Partridge? Why not just simply at Alan Partridge?
That name, Alan Partridge, that name was taken.
That was it? Yeah. That's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, not really. I'm 100,000,000% fine with it.
It's probably set up by one of your fops.
What's a fop?
A fan of Partridge.
I'd say quite good. I might use that. Yeah. Fop.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't use Alan's internet disciples.
AIDS. Yeah, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? If the parent company here found out you'd had AIDS, you'd be out on your ear, and rightly so.
So your middle name is Gordon. That's hilarious.
Do you mind?
What?
Alan's Gordon's actually a rather good middle name. I will point out that my initials spell AGP. AGP sounds like a motor oil.
Very
imagine
manly.
On the side of a Formula One car.
Very manly.
It is manly. Yes. It's actually terrible for Sue Cook. Her middle name's Ingrid.
Sick.
Yeah.
At least the middle name isn't Ursula.
Suck. Yeah, that would be
worse.
Yes, it could be worse. It'll always be worse. Or Amanda.
Sack.
Yes. Precisely.
What's rude about a sack?
Well, it's a nickname, isn't it, for ball bag. This is Enya with her Orinoco Flow. Good.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
You're listening to Alan Partridge. A quick look at the results of our online poll. In fourth, it's Maris. In third, it's Pied of Hamelin. Second, it's Billy. But your favourite piper, it seems, is Bag. I'm surprised. I thought it would be a slam dunk for Billy in the Piper poll. Let's have a look at this article in this morning's paper. It's from Dr. Marion Pruton. Now, she urges men to talk more about bowel cancer. Bowels shouldn't be taboo, she says. Men shouldn't be embarrassed to discuss the dangers. I quite agree, Marion. There's a certain sort of schoolboy humour that surrounds bodily functions, and I don't think there should be, frankly. I'm very open about it. I'm very candid, very happy to say that I try to maintain a healthy anus, and you know, I'm largely successful. There's the odd mishap, but law of averages, you're not going to get it right every time. Now it's time to step back into the past and ask, if historical monarchs could drive a modern car, which one would they choose? Gerald in Bury St Edmunds, hello.
Hello, Alan.
What have you got for us?
Alfred the Great and a Mitsubishi Shogun.
Bullseye. Louise in Diss, what have you got for us?
Queen Elizabeth I and a Silver Jaguar XK8 Type R or a Jensen Interceptor.
Someone been helping you with that?
No.
It's very good. Mary on line two, what's your king and car?
Well, he's not strictly a king, but I was thinking Oliver Cromwell would drive a Lexus.
No.
Oh, well, maybe a VW Phaeton, then.
Oliver Cromwell?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you got the hang of this, Mary.
Sorry, Alan.
That's all right. Why don't you hang up, have a little think, and call back later?
Yes. It would mean I'll have to pay for another call.
That's fine. I've got to say, it makes me laugh when I hear people say VW. It's actually quicker to say Volkswagen. If I had a pound for every time I heard someone use an acronym that actually extended the syllable count, I'd be a millionaire.
Millionaire.
We've got John on line two. Hello, John.
Hello, Alan.
Where are you calling from?
Home.
OK, and what have you got for us?
Well, I'd like to stick with Cromwell, please. I think he would drive a Golf 1.6 turbo diesel.
Better. Much better.
Yeah, he'd appreciate the economy, but also the build quality, and would go for the standard interior, because he wasn't at all flashy.
Standard interior. Hang on a minute. Standard interior. Carry on.
Okay, and I also think that being a Puritan, he'd approve of the functionality, while as a leader, he'd appreciate the turbo engine.
Functionality, leader, turbo engine. I'm liking this, John. I'm liking this a lot. I think this is the best call I've ever had.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's keep going. Optional extras.
Cromwell was certainly no fool. He'd have parking sensors front and rear.
Of course he would. You should call more often. Where are you based?
I live in Surlingham.
Do you ever go in the Woods End pub?
Yeah.
So do I. There's a great folk group there, sing on a Sunday night.
Right. I hate the folk music.
I'd agree with you, but these are very funny. They're called Will o' the Wisp.
Oh, yeah.
And they have humorous lyrics. They sing about the regulars. We should go for a drink there sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Sundays are always good for me. John?
Yeah.
By the way, what did you have for Henry VIII?
Oh, Range Rover Vogue 4.6 petrol, sage green with a saddle tan interior.
Yes. of course you would. And in the cool box in the centre of the compartment, he'd have his chicken drumsticks.
A six pack of mead.
Yeah, six pack of mead. Some mints in the glove box, you know, his gauntlets, and he's going to need all that room for Anne Boleyn, Cardinal Wolsey, and probably a court jester.
I don't think he'd have Anne Boleyn and Cardinal Wolsey in there, to be honest. They despised each other. He'd have Cromwell in the back, whispering in his ear, probably.
Oliver Cromwell? He wasn't born for another 50 years. Idiot.
I think he meant Thomas Cromwell.
There's more than one Cromwell, Alan.
I know there's more than one. Dozens of Cromwells. Look at the phone book. I've got a friend called Cromwell. Actually, he's called Cresswell. Let's call him back. Thanks, John.
Can I just say hello to...
And the winner of that was Louise in Dis, with her suggestion for Elizabeth. Yeah, that was good. It's good. I like it when you chip in.
Oh, cheers.
Probably best when next time you do, just jot it down on a piece of paper, and just slide it under my nose, and
really?
I can decide whether to give it the green light. For you to say, I might say it myself.
Okay.
And yeah, because that Cromwell bit didn't really work then.
Sorry, Alan.
No, just looking at some texts. Yeah, you should probably go on holiday with that guy and just talk about different historical novels or something like that. Absolutely. You just joined us. I'm here with Sidekick Simon, having a bit of banter. There we go.
Sidekick Simon.
Yesterday's quickfire phone-in only yielded three calls. My mistake. I think panel beating was too narrow a topic. So today we're going to open it out with the question, what is the best thing? What's the best thing of all? So far we've got Sky Plus, a cup of Brazil nuts, that was amusing, livestock, valid, and wet wipes. That was a fascinating call from an elderly lady in Hempton. Let's have some more. Line two.
The first smile of a newborn.
Ah, who could not like that? Who could not like that, though?
Herod.
Yes, Herod. That's right, because he was a baby killer.
He killed lots of babies.
He did. We don't like him. Line four, Sean.
Oh, it's got to be your radio show, Alan.
You've saved me a lot of money on toilet paper now, because you've already done the job for me, as it were.
Your arse slicker.
Yeah, all right. Well, obviously, that's the implication, you know. Line six, Stuart.
It's sliced bread.
What about sliced bread?
Sliced bread, it's the best thing, isn't it? Cause that's what people say. They say it's the best thing.
Yeah, but
sliced bread is.
Well, that's a phrase, but it's not actually the best thing, is it?
Can I have a T-shirt?
No, of course you can't. It's that's just a turn of phrase.
Yeah, but it's the best thing, isn't it? Because also it's what people say.
I know they say that. I'm familiar with the phrase, but it's just a turn. It's not literally true.
Then why do people say it? Of course,
because
it's true.
It's not.
Sliced bread is the best thing. It's the best thing.
If you keep saying it, sure, it's not going to make it any more
true. We all know the phrase, mate.
We all know the phrase. It's just an idiom.
You're an idiot.
No, an idiom, not an idiot.
You're
an idiot for not knowing what idiom is. It's clearly confused you because you think I just substituted the T with an M. You stupid gim. you momal mwam. Where you going? You're a complete cunm. Hmm.
Well, I think you're a prick.
Right, get rid of him. Sorry about that. I should have knocked him off more quickly. I wasn't quick enough. I apologize.
And a dick.
Shit. Right. Right, well, he's gone now, but I'll continue to speak my mind about him. Stuart, I've got to say, I think the Clifton Suspension Bridge was built for people like you. The fact that you can drive cars across it is a bonus, so do the decent thing. And leave the keys in your car so someone can shift it afterwards. And please don't call in saying I'm encouraging people to kill themselves.
Again?
Yeah. I'm suggesting that one person throw himself off Clifton Suspension Bridge because he is, and hopefully soon to be was, a very unpleasant individual. A bit like Jamiroquai.